again.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew far, far away.
Now, I thought about introducing people, but I think the best way, we could almost do this like the Mickey Mouse Club, and even if you know what I'm even talking about there, why don't you go ahead and just start over on my left. Is that stage left or stage right? I can never figure
stage
that part
right.
out. Stage right. And just shout out your name as we work our way through the seven who have joined us this morning.
All right. Sophia.
Andrew.
Michaela.
Kelly.
Fiora.
Nick.
And Emily.
Well, thanks all for coming in. I appreciate your time this morning. You guys are getting excited for your performance now?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right. Who's Joseph?
He's not here with us right now, actually.
Joseph is not here. Well, you know, he's sort of stuck up. He's got that code. He's on to other things.
Yeah, that's why we killed him.
Deal with the things with the parrot. So if you can go ahead, I guess maybe tell me a little, starting with what character you play and a little bit about the performance as well.
Well, first we have our two narrators here, Kelly and Michaela, and they'll tell you a little bit about their roles.
As the narrators, Michaela and I, we tell the story, and we are on stage a lot. We do a whole lot of singing and telling the story with Joseph, telling the story of Joseph and his brothers. So it's really exciting. It's really challenging role, and I think we're both excited to do it, I hope, Michaela.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot harder than any other role I've had to play, but I'm so glad I get to share it with Kelly. Aww. She's so supportive, and she's just been a really great person to work with. She was correct. We're on the stage a lot. It really puts an emphasis on the quick part of quick change.
Yeah.
This is a unique kind of a musical. If you're not, you know, maybe if you do like Rodgers and Hammerstein and other musicals, there's a story, there's talking, there's dialogue. Right. This really does not have dialogue in it, right? It's all sort of sung, correct?
Right. It's a rock opera, so it's pretty much what it means. It's an opera with rock music, so there's no dialogue at all, only singing.
It's really put us all, given us all a wake-up call, because normally our musicals, we have breaks between dancing and we can catch our breath. This one, we all, like, really have to be in shape and because we're dancing and singing throughout the entire show.
What other experiences with the Avon Lake High School Drama Club musicals have you had experience with? And shout out what you've been in, what they've done.
We're all seniors, so we all did Little Abner, All Shook Up, and How to Succeed. And in all of those, we really just got to focus on perfecting our dancing and singing and all that stuff because we didn't have a lot of numbers. But now this year that we're all older and that we're doing such a different show than what we've done in the past, we've all really, like, learned, like, what it really is to keep going, going, going. And, the drive you have to have and, like, just the hard work that gets put into a show.
What much did you know about this story, and how do you kind of interpret this related to, you know, when you're doing the dialogue or the singing going on?
Well, I know personally I've seen this show a lot. I've seen this show several times myself. We all saw clips of it with my mom when we were going through it. It's a lot of method acting, which means, like, you take the character that you're given and you, like, have to imagine that person as yourself. There's no, like, direct, like, lines like, this person's happy all the time, this person's sad all the time. You have to become that person and just, like, think of the way they would be in the situations.
So it's a kind of a musical that also allows itself for interpretation depending on what the cast is made up of and how it's
exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of different companies and schools do different twists on the musical to keep it fresh since it's done so often. And we have our own special little twist on it with a lot of little surprises. So,
and what about the music? Do you have is it a track or is there some musicians that are playing along with this? What do you have?
We have a pit orchestra made up of high school students that our band director directs, and so they play along with us, and so it's all live, nothing pre-recorded or anything.
All right, and then a lot of the songs have sort of a rock guitar drums aspect to it, different
than a lot of
strings that might be in some other.
Each song is like a different genre. We have like a Jamaican reggae song, and then there's like a Western one. So like there's a French number. There's snippets of all different types of genres. It's really just a cluster of music.
Now tell us about the coat. What can you describe it with as far as that? Because, you know, that's sort of the title character in a sense that's going on.
All right. We
rented our coat from the Westlake group that did their show in the fall. And it's just very colorful, very has a bunch of different colors that we'll get into during one of the numbers.
Yeah. Speaking of that, well, that's the cue for it. The colors of the coat. This is one of those things I suppose you're thinking, I got to remember what? And then how long does it take you to kind of get all those colors in that order? And then you're thinking to yourself, what is that color? You have to, you know, because there's a lot of the description too.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of just like happens.
Yeah. Like it happens
every
time.
You're like thinking at the beginning, you're like, this is so much to memorize. And then like you just sing it so much, it's like, I've got this now.
Well, if not, there's someone next to you that knows the order at least. Exactly. Or you got it written on your hand. I don't know what cheating is going on related to that. But we have a little bit of that from the cast this morning for the Joseph and Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. A little help from one of the soundtracks that I found here just to kind of get you guys started a little bit here.
There's red and yellow, green and brown, scarlet and black, ochre, peach, ruby, olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve and cream and crimson and silver and rose and azure and lemon and russet and gray and purple and white and pink and orange and blue.
Now, how often is that sung throughout the
too
show?
Too many times.
Because when I was listening to the soundtrack, there's a point where it's almost used as a background rhythm to some other things that are happening.
Yeah, there's some of that like cross music stuff where like a rhythm and melody is used in another piece. Yeah, there's that in the show.
Okay. Well, this is coming up again on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Then you have the matinee on Sunday, April 26th. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for the Avon Lake High School Drama Club. You got it right at the high school. You have the center there to perform that there, too. If people are looking to get tickets, what do they need to do for that? Just get to the
Are $10 for adults at the door and $8 for senior citizens and students. And then
if you have a student at the Avon Lake High School, you are able to purchase them during any of the lunch periods. So give your kids an excuse to just buy them there.
Okay. Well, we hope you're going to get a nice turnout. We appreciate you turning out this morning. Are you guys on break right now?
Our spring break.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some of it.
Thank you for having us.
Up at our radio station as well. Again, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the Avon Lake High School Drama Department putting it on. Thanks for sharing our time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.